So hopefully by now you're really starting to get excited about your expired listing campaign and you're ready to start putting some money in the bank. And in order to do that, we've got to focus on mastering our methods of contact. How are we going to get in touch with the expired listing owners in our market? Now let's do a quick refresher. What is the purpose of making contact? Remember now, don't get confused. Some agents think the reason that we're making contact is to try and convince a seller to give us a listing. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is get the seller to allow us to meet with them so that we can evaluate the need that they have and see if we have a solution. Why would I want to take a listing from a homeowner that's not motivated to sell? All I would do is waste more of their time and a whole lot of mine. So my objective, your objective, always the same thing. Get an appointment to meet with the homeowner and make some evaluations. Now, as you know, we have a rule. And our rule is very simple. We believe you don't have to make cold calls to be successful working the expired listing owners. You don't have to. But you do have to go on appointments to be successful. Don't have to make cold calls, but do have to get appointments. So whatever methodology we choose to use, we have to make sure it does one thing, and that's get us appointments with the expired listing owners in our market. So what is the purpose of a mail-out campaign? What are we actually using mail to do? Well, we're using mail to accomplish one of two objectives. Either to give the expired listing owner a reason to contact you, or to give you a reason to contact them. Now, it should be obvious to you, if we're trying to get them to contact you, there must be a reason. You must have something of value that they want. Why else would they reach out to you? The mere fact that you're contacting them is usually not enough because, as we've all agreed, you probably will not be the only person reaching out to them. I want you to learn that you must give in order to get. And what you must give is what we call a fair trade item, something that we're going to trade that has value to them, and in return, they're going to give us what we want, which is an appointment to meet with them and see the property. Now, we have provided you with what we believe to be one of the most successful fair trade items we've ever utilized. And that is our new ebook, You Don't Have to Be Expired. The expireds really like it. They like it because they feel it has valuable information. It gives them very specific tips and techniques. And the best part is there's no obligation on their part in order to receive it. So you're using it as a means of getting them to contact you. Here's this free book. It's very valuable. It has tips. There's no obligation. Contact me today and get your free copy. And isn't that one of your objectives? To utilize mail to get people to contact you. Now, there might be other fair trade items that you feel are valuable to the expired listing owners in your market. Maybe you have some sort of free report that you do on market conditions, market projections, information that would be informative. Maybe you would like to offer them a consultation on exactly why the property didn't sell, or more importantly, what they might be able to do in order to get it sold. Again, you have something that is of value, information. Don't underestimate the value of information. Now, to get them to start contacting you, what you want to do is get your expired postcard or letter campaign going, and you want to automate it. Okay, that means to make it automatic, so it happens without you having to think about it. You have the systems in place to make it easy. So how do you do that? Well, it's simple. First off, look at the postcards that we've provided for you. There are 20 fronts and 10 backs. Just simply determine which ones you feel work best for you. Then personalize each postcard or the content of each letter. Now, some agents like to use one postcard with the same message over and over and over again because they feel the redundancy of the message finally allows them to respond to the message itself. Some agents like to use a variety of different postcards. Some agents like to use a combination of letters and postcards together. Which one you choose is really a matter of preference. But once you've made those determinations, what you want to do is make a commitment to a minimum of 90 days for each expired that you're going to contact. Now, once we've done that, once we've made that commitment, what you want to do is put it into practice. How are you going to implement it? What are the fundamentals of getting this campaign up and running? Well, all you do is on the first day that every expired comes off the market, you send them your first postcard or your first letter. Every expired then gets onto an automated follow-up program where they get something every single week for the next 3 months. Now, the agents that are really committed to the Expired Mastery Program, the agents that are getting the best results, they have an ongoing follow-up of once a month forever, knowing that at some point that expired is going to re-enter the market. Now, for those agents that are going to be making contacts, that are going to pick up the phone and make calls in addition to their mail-out campaigns, then what you will do is, when you make your first two attempts to reach them and you're not able to, then you'll drop your first mail-out piece every week. And what you want to try and do is you really want to focus on getting it to arrive on Saturday. Why Saturday? Well, statistically, it has been proven that people will spend more time and pay more attention to the mail they receive on Saturday than on any other day during the week. And one of the things that can really help you improve the effectiveness of your expired listing campaign is to include just listeds and just solds, evidence of results. Include those as part of your weekly mailouts to your expired listing owners. Remember what we discussed? The fact that evidence of results is one of the best things that you can utilize in order to increase your ability to convert each expired listing owner. So incorporate your just listeds and just solds into your postcard or your letter campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, please try to remember that you're using mail to create an image and to arouse the curiosity of the potential expired listing owner. So pay attention to the quality of the piece, to the labels that you use, to how you address them, to how you stamp them, to when they go out, to the consistency of the day they arrive. You're going to create an image. Is it going to be the right image or the wrong image? If you'd like to really differentiate yourself from the competition, also include personal notes to the expired listing owners. One of the most powerful tools that you can utilize today is a handwritten note to the expired listing owner. Definitely will set you apart from the competition in your marketplace. Now, what else can you do to help generate more expired listing owner leads? And again, isn't that what we're trying to do? We're trying to generate as many expired listing leads as we possibly can. We're trying to put ourselves out there and get them to contact us as often as we possibly can. Well, post that new ebook that we provided for you on your website with a lead capture function so that people have to sign up in order to get your ebook, and that will provide you a lead. Create a blog and start posting articles of interest for expired listing owners or other homeowners in your marketplace and include a link to get your book. What about creating a Facebook landing page and offering the ebook and another link to your website? All geared towards what? Lead capture. You can post it on websites like Craigslist. Folks, think outside the box. How can you get some exposure for something that you're offering free that will capture their attention, that they will contact you to receive, and in return, you will get their contact information so that you can arrange an appointment to meet with them and see how you can help them. Now, what happens when you do a good job and you get all these postings and you provide these reasons, these fair trade items for people to get, and they contact you? Well, make sure that you're comfortable with the dialogues. And again, remember your objective, which is what? To get an appointment. So when they call you, don't immediately go into your, oh, let me try and list them over the phone, drag and brag. Instead, remember, your job is to ask questions, to find out what their needs are, and then arrange an appointment so that you can meet with them and demonstrate how you can satisfy those needs. So handling these contacts are really quite simple. All you've got to do is get them on the phone, thank them for contacting you, and then arrange to get an appointment. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I really wanted to say thank you for contacting me. As you know, I specialize in helping folks like yourself who unfortunately were unsuccessful trying to sell their property during their previous attempts. What I would like to do, at your convenience, is schedule an appointment to sit down, determine what your needs are, and show you how we've been successful helping other people in similar situations as yours get happily moved. May I ask you folks a few questions? Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's very important. At this stage, you want to ask as many questions as you can to gather as much information as you can so you know what their needs are and you go over there prepared to help them. Now, what if you don't want to wait for them to contact you? What if you feel comfortable with your abilities to pick up a telephone? Why is the telephone such a great tool for us to utilize in our expired listing campaign? Well, it's simple, ladies and gentlemen. The telephone will allow you to contact the greatest number of people in the shortest period of time. And since time is your most valuable resource, anything that we can do to save your time makes you money. Now, if the telephone is so effective, why is it so hard for so many people to use? What's the challenge for us in using the telephone? Well, first off, it's that fear of rejection. Nobody, including myself, likes to be rejected. So we have this concern. If I reach out to an expired listing owner and I'm not able to get an appointment, that means they've rejected me. And what is the one surefire way I can keep the expired from rejecting me? Not reach out to them. That's why a lot of agents won't pick up the phone. Now, there's also a certain concern about failing. A thought to themselves that if I make a contact and I can't get the appointment, then I've failed. And nobody wants to fail. So it's easier not to make the contact than it is to face the fear of failure. And for some strange reason, it's hard for a lot of agents because they allow themselves the excuse of, I don't have enough time. It's not that they can't master the tool. It's that they say to themselves, they don't have time to do it. Well, folks, look, I understand all that, but I'm going to make it easier for you. See, I don't believe in cold calling. I don't want you to make cold calls. What I want you to do are make warm contacts. I want you to reach out to the expired listing owners in your market because you've given them a reason to want to hear from you. And you've given yourself a reason to contact them. What if you have an expired owner in your marketplace who's looking to buy a new home? and you happen to have information about properties that they don't know anything about, do you think they'd like to hear from you? Of course they would. What if you had a newsletter that was full of valuable information about the real estate market, tips that they could utilize regardless of whether they want to sell their property or not? What if you had articles of interest that you could share with them? What if you were having some type of home seller program? 101 tips you need to know to sell in today's market. Or an investor buyer program. Or some other seminar or webinar that might be of value to them. And of course, never underestimate the value of your just listeds or just solds, because they provide us a great reason to contact an expired listing owner. Now, I believe there are some steps you need to follow to help you implement a successful telephone contact plan. You've got to schedule some non-negotiable time every day in your schedule to execute. If you wait to find the time, you won't find it. If we schedule in the time, it's already there. We don't have to look for it. You need to focus on a certain number of talk-tos every single day. Well, what exactly is a talk-to? It's exactly what it sounds like. It means somebody that you actually talk to. We don't want to just count the number of attempts. We want to count the number of people that you actually talk to each day, because it's those talk-tos that are going to turn into appointments. Now, obviously, in order to do that, you're going to have to master the dialogues that are necessary. And we've said over and over and over again in this program, you've got to learn to say the right thing in the right way at the right time. That's what developing and memorizing the comfortable dialogues really means. You're going to have to change your thinking. See, ladies and gentlemen, too many agents suffer from what Zig Ziglar calls stinking thinking. That's when you're more focused on things like rejection and fear of failure than you are on helping homeowners that have a need. Change your thinking. Remember, your job every day is to find people have a need. These people have a need. So get rid of that stinking thinking and start focusing on the homeowners and their needs and not your fear of rejection. You got to create the right image. If you're going to pick up the phone, that is how you're going to convey your image. Remember what we say? You never get a second chance to make a good first impression. Well, what is the impression you're making on the phone? You have to create the right image. And we never, ever, 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 ever try to list the property over the phone. That is a definite no-no. Stick to the script. Focus on getting the appointments, not trying to list over the phone. You must always be asking for the appointment. I'm surprised at the number of agents who actually get on the phone but never get the appointment. And I think to myself, it's because they're not closing for the appointment. They're not asking for the appointment. To be successful, you must anticipate and be prepared to handle their objections. You know, you might anticipate that they're going to ask you, where have you been for the last 6 months? My home has been on the market. We haven't seen you. You must anticipate and be prepared to handle that objection. The good news for you is we're going to give you the word-by-word response so that when they give you that objection, you know how to handle it. To be successful on the phone, guys, you've got to be patient but persistent. We all know that nobody loves getting phone calls. Not you, not them, not me. But we know it's a part of life. So you have to be friendly, warm, but persistent. And then you got to make it a habit. What does that mean? How do we make it a habit? Well, how do things become habits, ladies and gentlemen? By repeating them. Habits are just a few simple disciplines that you practice every day. Now, let's get rid of the real problem for you, okay? I know you suffer from call reluctance. I understand. It's a normal state of mind. I'd be surprised if you didn't have some call reluctance. Well, what is call reluctance anyway? Well, it's simple. It's just really negative thoughts that you have regarding things that could possibly happen that keep you from finding out what would actually happen. It's really nothing more than you giving yourself an excuse for not doing something you're capable of doing. That's all call reluctant is. I call it the whoa-whoas. It's that feeling you get every time you go to reach for the phone, you go to reach and go, whoa, Whoa, I almost picked it up that time. Whoa, I almost called somebody. It's the whoa-whoas. Now, how are we going to handle this? If it's a problem, how do we deal with it? How do we make it less of a problem? Well, it's really simple. First off, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to feel the fear, but do it anyway. See, nothing I'm going to share with you about handling call reluctance is going to make it go away. All I can do is change your perspective. See, right now, your perspective is focused on the negative. You're thinking to yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen? Oh my gosh, I could pick up the phone, I could call an expired listing owner, and they could not be happy that I called them. I could bother them. They could get mad at me. They could get mad at me and cuss at me. They could get mad at me and hang up the phone on me. Oh my gosh, how horrible is that? So we build up all of these negative thoughts. We're focusing on the worst case scenario. Why do we do that? Remember, our job is to find people who have a need. Once I find somebody has a need, they are happy because I can satisfy the need. So instead of focusing on the negative, I want you to substitute the positive. Instead of thinking about the worst thing that can happen when you pick up the phone, think about the best thing that can happen. You could make a call. You could reach a homeowner with a need. You could schedule an appointment. You could go over and evaluate their need, discover that you can satisfy the need. You can go to work for them. You help them sell their property. They get happily moved. You get paid. You provide for your family. It's a win-win for everybody. So in order for you to handle call reluctance, I just simply want you to substitute the positive for the negative. Every time you go to reach for the phone, I want you to control your thoughts and have them focus on one thing, and that is positive results. Positive results, not negative, positive. Handle a call reluctance, substitute the positive for the negative. Okay, so we're ready, right? We're ready to pick up the phone now. We know we're going to get the whoa-whoas, but we know we're going to substitute the positive. So we're not worried about that. So let's go ahead and pick up the telephone. Now, there are some things I want to share with you to make it easier for you to get better results. And the first thing I want to share with you is a rule. Bill's rule number one. Get to them before anybody else does. Ladies and gentlemen, we agreed you're probably not going to be the only person reaching out to the expireds. So in order to help you differentiate yourself from the other agents, to demonstrate that you're an agent that's on the ball, that's focused on getting results, we want you to get to them before anybody else does. So focus on taking immediate action. What are the objectives of successfully completing the expired listing owner contact? Simple. We know we have been successful when we get an appointment to see the property and meet with the expired listing owner, right? That's how we're going to measure our success. Our objective is not to get a listing. I can't emphasize that to you enough. Too many agents think their job is to list every person they talk to. That's not our job. There are some people you're not going to be able to help. Your job, get an appointment, make an evaluation, offer a solution to the need that they have. Now, if you will follow three simple steps, you will not only make it easier when you go to call your expired listing owners, but you'll make it easier when you go to call anybody. This is a formula for success to utilize no matter who you happen to be calling. It's the three-step formula. Step number one, identify the owner. When you make any telephone contact, always make sure the person you are speaking to is the owner of the property. Step number two, always identify yourself, the fact you're in real estate, and the company that you work for. And step number three, give them a reason you're calling. Simple. Identify the owner, identify yourself, real estate business, here's my company, here's the reason I'm calling. Makes it easier for them, and we get right to the point. You can forget all that, hi, how are you, how's the weather, how's the blah, 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 blah. So I've gone through the three steps. I've identified the owner, identified myself and my company. Give them a reason I'm calling. The first thing I want to do is find out, Are they aware that their property has been removed from the market? Is this the owner of the property at 1212 Happy Hollow Lane? My name is Bill Fields. I'm a real estate professional. We sell a lot of real estate. While researching available properties, I saw that your property was no longer being offered for sale. Did you intend to withdraw your property from the market? Do they even know? A lot of times, guys, they don't even know that their property is off the market. They think it's still on the market. And then immediately I want to find out, are they still interested in selling? So I go through the same steps. Is this the owner of the property at 1212 Happy Hollow Lane? My name is Bill Fields, real estate professional. We sell a lot of real estate. While researching available properties, I saw that your property is no longer being offered for sale. Are you still interested in selling this property? See, we want to stay focused on their objective of selling the property. Now, obviously, this is where I anticipate I'm going to start encountering some objections from the expired listing owner. So you have to understand that objections are really geared towards doing one thing, getting rid of the person on the other end of the phone. That's what they're trying to do. I understand that. I understand that immediately their first thought is to get rid of me. I'm a salesperson. It's just like somebody going into a store, having a clerk come over and going, can I help you? And they say, no thanks, I'm just looking, even though they are looking for something. It's what we call a pre-programmed response. So your objective is to change their perspective. You're not going to change their mind. What is their perspective? Well, their perspective is quite simple. A, they think this is a prospecting call. B, they think it might be a waste of their time. C, they think there's no benefit in it for them. So D, they're going to use a pre-programmed response to get rid of the person calling. Now, one of the reasons they're doing that is you've got to understand what they're feeling. They have a certain amount of anger. They're angry. And they're angry at the real estate business, the industry, not just their agent, but other agents. Other agents schedule an appointment, never showed up. Or they showed up and they did a terrible job. They feel a certain amount of anger towards the real estate industry, their agent, and other agents as well. So I'm not surprised when they give me a pre-programmed response to get rid of me. They're still angry at me, even though they don't know me. I represent what? The real estate industry that they're mad at. They're also going to be frustrated, don't you think? I mean, wouldn't you be frustrated if you had your house on the market and you couldn't get it sold? Of course you would. So we understand that they're angry, they're frustrated, and they're also confused. I mean, let's think about it. They don't know if it's their fault, if it's the market's fault. Should they change companies? Should they raise the price? Should they lower the price? Should they just take it off the market? Should they rent it? What should they do? They are so confused. Imagine being that angry, frustrated, and confused yourself. And you have all that emotion built up inside you. And then a real estate agent calls you. And your natural tendency would be to be angry at the person it's calling. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get defensive when that happens. Just the opposite. Your objective is to get them screaming. I'm going to ask them questions so that they can vent that anger, frustration, and confusion. Remember, my job is to help them get to where they want to go. I don't take it personal when they express some anger. They're not really angry at me. They don't know me. So my job is actually to help them get those feelings out because I know after they vent, they'll feel better. So I'm going to work on getting them screaming. I'm going to ask them questions. Do you know why the property didn't sell? What do you feel the agent didn't do that they should have done? I'm going to ask them questions that hopefully will evoke from them a response and allow them to vent that anger, frustration, and confusion because once they do, I know they're going to feel better. See, my job is to demonstrate empathy during that time, that I understand how they feel. Why do I understand? Because I specialize in working with people who are going through the exact experience they're going through, and fortunately, you can help them. Now, one of the things you've got to get good at is the ability to ask questions. You know that pre-programmed response we talk about, I'm not interested, I'm just going to take it off the market, we don't know what we're going to do, we're going to stay with this. All those pre-programmed responses that they're going to use in order to get rid of you, the way that you move around them is to ask them a thinking question. So when they say, well, we're just going to take it off the market, then I'm going to ask them a thinking question. Oh, so if I had somebody that was interested in buying your property, you're no longer interested in selling it to them? They're going to stop that pre-programmed response. They may even ask me a question. Oh, do you have a buyer for the property? See how quickly that changes? So I'm going to work with them. I'm going to allow them to vent. I'm going to demonstrate empathy for their situation. But I'm always going to be focused on asking questions that are going to allow me to gather the right information to help them. Now, I want you to test the water. I want you to use little trial phrases, positive phrasing, words that are phrased in a positive way in order to help them vent this frustration, this anger and confusion, and to move towards allowing you to meet with them. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, do you mind if I ask, would you be available? At your convenience, could we? If I could show you, would you? Do you mind if I ask? I can certainly understand how you feel. Would you see any disadvantage? You are absolutely right. But have you considered? Ladies and gentlemen, it has a lot to do with the words you choose and how you choose to use them. And one of the most important things for you to remember is your enthusiasm is going to be one of your best weapons for persuasion. You know, sometimes I've found that it's just as easy to call the expired listing owner and just ask them if they're planning to interview for somebody to get the job done. You know, ring, ring, hi, is this the owner of the property? 1212 Happy Hollow Lane. My name is Bill Fields. I'm a real estate professional. We sell a lot of real estate. My computerized records indicate that your property is no longer being offered for sale. I was calling to see if you folks are planning to interview agents to find one that can actually get the results you desire. See, it's simple. And I try to steer away from creating fear and confusion whenever I get them on the phone. And how do you create fear and confusion? Well, by asking them questions that they can't answer. People don't like to be asked questions that they can't answer. It confuses them and then makes them angry. And you have to be careful too, because you can't really comment on the previous agent did, even if they do, because you have to remember, they hired that agent. So we're not going to do that. And we're not going to get on the phone and talk about success stories. And we're not going to get on the phone and brag about the company and the things that the company has to offer. And we're not going to try to list them over the phone. So we're trying not to create fear. So we don't want to use words that are going to create fear. We want to use go words, not no words. And because we're not trying to list them over the phone, we don't want to sound like we're trying to list them over the phone. Remember, your job is to demonstrate that you're interested in helping them, not that you're interested in listing them. They've already been listed. Now we want to go from listed to sold, and you're the person that can help them do that. Now, one of the things that you can do to dramatically improve your ability to be able to convert your contacts into successful appointments is have something, a fair trade, that you can give them. You know, some sort of value benefit that you're going to use as a trade-off in return for getting the appointment. So we're going to offer them something to get something. So the call might sound like this. Ring, ring, hi, is this the owner of the property at 1212 Happy Hollow Lane? My name is Bill Fields. I'm a real estate professional. We sell a lot of real estate. My computerized records indicate that your property is no longer being offered for sale. If you're still interested in selling, I'd like to stop by, take a quick look at your property. In return for allowing me the opportunity to take a quick look at your property, I'd be happy to share with you folks the real reason your property didn't sell, and more important than that, what you would need to do in order to get it sold in today's market. I could stop by this afternoon, or would this evening be more convenient for you? See, I'm trying to offer them some information in return for the appointment. What information do I have? Why the property didn't sell. More important information would be what they need to do in order to get it sold. Now, what if I want to use my ebook as my offer of give to get? Then my dialogue would be similar. Is this the owner of the property at 1212 Happy Hollow Lane? My name is Bill Fields. I'm a real estate professional. We sell a lot of real estate. My computerized records indicate that your property is no longer being offered for sale. I was wondering if you folks are still interested in selling. I'd like to stop by, take a quick look at your property, in return for allowing me the opportunity to take a quick look at your property, I'd like to offer you a copy of our free guide, You Don't Have to Be Expired. 101 things every homeowner needs to know to sell in today's market. It's stocked full of tips and techniques for successfully navigating the home selling process, and it was written by international real estate expert Bill Fields. I'm going to be in your area this afternoon, and I could drop it off, or maybe tomorrow would be better for you folks. And it's just another version of my give to get. Instead of offering information, now I'm going to give them something concrete, something physical, an actual copy of the guide, which I've printed out in full color and have it ready to give them. Now, what happens after I offer them my give to get items and I'm still not able to get an appointment? I'm still running into objections or stalls or smoke screens. So they work through their pre-programmed responses. The first one is frequently get off the market. So when they say that to you, you just think for a moment and you respond with the appropriate dialogue. I understand, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, that's certainly an option for you folks. Are you thinking of taking the property off the market because you no longer want to sell or because you're disappointed with the lack of results you were able to get from your previous agent? Let me ask you this. If I had a buyer that was interested in purchasing your property, would you be interested in selling it to him today? Well, then they might ask me, do you have a buyer for our property? And the correct dialogue, the correct response, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I am currently working with a number of buyers, but I couldn't tell you if I had a specific buyer for your property until I saw it. If I had a buyer that was interested in purchasing your property, would you be interested in selling it at this time? What time would be convenient for me to stop by, take a quick look at the property, and get the information from you folks? I could come this afternoon, or would this evening be more convenient? Now, maybe they're in that mindset where they're thinking, okay, we've spent 6 months, there's nothing happening, let's take it off the market, and let's wait for the market to get better. And so they may express that to you. We're just going to take it off the market and wait for the market to get better. I understand, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, waiting for things to get better is certainly an option for you folks. If I understand you correctly, you want to move to a larger home. Is that correct? Are you thinking of taking the property off the market and when prices have moved up, you'll put the property back on the market and then you can sell it for what you want and move up to your new property? Have you folks thought about the fact that whatever property you go to purchase will have moved up as well? And since it's probably going to be a more expensive property that you'll be moving up to, it's actually going to cost you more money by waiting, because as this property moves up, the more expensive property moves up the same amount. So let's say they both move up 10%. The more expensive property is going to ultimately cost you more than if you were able to sell this property and move to your new home. Now, sometimes the expireds are going to say, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to take it off the market and we're going to rent it. So then our response to them is quite simple. I understand, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, that's certainly an option for you folks. Are you thinking of taking the property off the market because you no longer want to sell or because you're disappointed with the lack of results you were able to get from your previous agent? Have you rented out your property before? If you did take it off the market and rent it, how long would you rent it for? The reason I'm asking is that for most homeowners, renting their property instead of selling it usually ends up costing them money. May I explain how it could cost you money too? As I'm sure you are aware, renters never take the same care of the property the homeowner does. So any gain you might see from waiting until the market improves will be lost on deferred maintenance costs new painting, carpets, and possibly even landscaping. You do want to net the most money from the sale of this property, don't you? Sometimes they'll say to me, we're just going to relist the property with the same agent or the same company. Well, I understand, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. That's certainly an option for you folks. Do you mind if I ask why you've decided to stay with a plan that's not proven to get you the results you folks desire? Would you see any disadvantage in at least hearing about my marketing plan? The worst that could happen is you'll get some good ideas that you could share with your agent that can help you get the property sold. You do want to get the most money from the sale of this property, don't you? Now, what about those folks that we talked about that are angry, frustrated, and confused, and they're ranting and raving about the agent or the company or the lack of results or the real estate industry? Remember, empathy. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I know trying to sell your property can be a very challenging and sometimes frustrating experience. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be that way. I specialize in helping homeowners who've been unsuccessful in their attempts to sell their property during its initial exposure to market, and I was calling to see if you folks would like to sell this property today if you could. Now, what about those objections when they say to you, well, where you been for the last 6 months, Mr. Smarty Pants Real Estate Agent? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, that's a really great question. Where I have been is out successfully selling the homes for the homeowners that chose me to help them sell. And I was calling to see if you folks would like to join that really happy group of satisfied sellers. Let me ask you a question. Are you still interested in selling this property? Now, here's one of my favorites. Sometimes I'll run into an expired listing owner that'll say something to the effect of, well, what can you do different than what the other agent has done for us? I love it when they ask me that because it's a perfect setup. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I am so glad you asked me that question. What I can do that clearly the other agent couldn't do is get your property sold, and that is what you want, isn't it? Why don't I stop by, take a quick look at the property, and share my guaranteed marketing plan with you? I could come by tonight, or maybe tomorrow would be better. Now, sometimes they get a little interested at this point. They get a little excited. They think there's a good plan there, and they want to hear about it over the phone. So they'll ask me, why don't you just tell us what it is that you can do different? Well, I could certainly do that, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, but my real objective is not to list your property, but to help you folks sell. And in order to do that, I need to see the property and find out what your needs really are. Why don't I stop by, take a quick look at the property, share my guaranteed marketing plan with you, and we could have a quick talk. I could come by tonight, or maybe tomorrow would be better. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to ask for the appointment at least 3 times. Remember, you're going to encounter pre-programmed responses. So 1 time asking for the appointment is not going to be enough. Now, I love the expired listing owners, and I know for a fact the more motivated an expired listing owner is, the easier it's going to be for you to get an appointment. If you'll just remember the rules. Here's a big rule. No doesn't mean no. It only means you have not told them enough to make them want to say yes. See, that's your job. Your job is to tell them why they want you to come over. Where is the value benefit to them? Never appear desperate, though. Never appear like, gosh, you've just got to meet with them. This is just so important. It's not that important, okay? Never appear desperate. We want to work with them because we can help them, but we don't need them, and we don't need a listing. Now, as you can see, the dialogues are fairly specific. That's why we wrote them down for you word for word. So you've got to take the time to practice and perfect these objection handling techniques, because you're going to encounter them, and how you handle them will be a big factor in how successful your expired listing campaign is. Now, what happens when they say, yes, sounds good, let's get together? Make sure you have your calendar available so you can schedule the appointment. There's nothing worse than not knowing when you're available, or even worse, scheduling an appointment and then having to call back and change it because you had something else scheduled. Once you schedule the appointment, send them a look forward to meeting with you confirmation letter. Now, send that only if your meeting is more than 2 days away. Obviously, if you're meeting tomorrow, there's no point in sending a letter. So if you're meeting tomorrow, all you want to do is just call in the morning to remind them that you're coming. Always offer them an alternative choice when you're offering them an appointment time. I can come today at 2, or would 4 be better? I can come this afternoon, or would this evening work better for you folks? Alternative choice is much better than a yes, no. Now, unfortunately, sometimes they're going to cancel. So don't get all worked up when that happened. Don't let the psychology of your fear get the better of you. Just understand that sometimes cancellations happen. All we do is reschedule for as quickly as we possibly can. Now, also, we've got to be prepared for no's. Maybe they're so angry, frustrated, and confused they can't get past it right now. So we're going to get some no's. So what we do is we thank them for their time, for taking time to speak with us. We explain we certainly understand why they feel the way they feel. If your plans change, may I give you my information? Will it be okay if I send you one of my cards in case you change your mind? Is it okay if I stay in touch with you every few months to see if your real estate plans have changed? You have to have a formula that you're going to use so that when they say no, it's not no permanently. It's just no right this moment. If you don't get the appointment, then we drop them in a follow-up campaign. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, just like seasons, time will change the temperature of the expired listing owner as well.
You guys are doing great. I am really proud of your efforts. To help you get maximum benefit from module number 3, we suggest the following tasks be completed before you move on to module number 4, implementation plan for module 3. 1, listen to module 3 a minimum of 2 times. 2, if you haven't already done so, print a full color version of your expired owner ebook. 3, create or collect any other value-added information you can offer to an expired listing owner. 4, determine which postcards or letters you want to use for your expired listing owner campaign. 5, personalize each postcard or the content of each letter. 6, set a scheduled contact for each prospect. Minimum 6-month commitment for each expired owner. 7, just listed and just sold notices to expired owners to demonstrate evidence of results. 8, set your expired owner social media posts on a 3-times-a-week schedule. 9, contact a minimum of 2 expired owners every day this week. 10, create a Facebook landing page featuring the video and offering the ebook as bait. Okay, now let's go on to module number 4.